So I just wanted to quickly just finish up with the story of Icarus here, the hero archetype. We are really into activating the hero archetype. Very, very important archetype to activate. The hero's been represented in various mythologies and stories and fairy tales since the human story began. It's always there in every single culture. It's a part of the fabric of the soul. Life is calling for us all to activate this archetype and demonstrate this possibility in the world of form. This means you becoming the next grandest version of yourself and keeping it going, keeping it going, keeping it going, going through possibilities to more possibilities through impossible dreams, living impossible dreams to more impossible dreams. Achieving extraordinary things to achieving even more extraordinary things. This is how it works. And that just might simply mean becoming happier and happier and happier, more and more peaceful, more and more loving, more and more kind, more and more content. Doesn't mean that you have to go out into the world and turn everything upside down, but it might mean that as well. So this is the hero's journey, the spiritual warrior. So one of the stories, and very relevant to Angel Qigong, is Icarus. Icarus was the boy who made his own wings and decided he was going to fly towards the sun. He was going to fly. And he made his wings out of by sticking eagle's feathers to his arms with beeswax. He made these beautiful wings, and indeed he flew. But he flew away from negativity and belittlement and non-believers. Limited ideas, limited beliefs, and people basically telling him that he couldn't do it. He determined he was, and he did it, and he flew, and he ascended in his joy, in his exuberance, in his celebration, in his victory. He ascended away from all of that negativity and the mundane ordinariness towards the sun until he got so close to the sun that it melted the beeswax on his wings and he fell back down to earth. Moral of the story and how it relates to Angel Qigong is this. See, this is the gift of the storyteller. Not only can we tell good stories, but a great storyteller will also be able to translate them for you and explain what they actually mean and represent to you how relevant this is to you here and now in the world today, in your world. In your reality, what it means is that heroic part of you that yearns for something, or the part of you that's conspired to you picking up, receiving this audio file, you beginning to practice Angel Qigong, you getting on the hero's journey, you becoming a real life superhero in the world, is that part of you is the hero component, it's the hero aspect of your psyche, and it is ascending away from ordinariness, the mundane. Negativity, people criticizing, judging, not believing, belittling, because they live little lives. And your own inner voice, your own ego, the ego construct, the foreign installation in your mind, the thing that's been inserted in there by negative forces, the influence of evil, you're ascending away from that. And you're doing it successfully. And you're becoming a different person. And the things that you're capable of doing today were impossible for you maybe weeks or months or years ago. And the things that you're going to be doing tomorrow, next month, next year, may well be impossible to you today. This is ascension, a demonstration of extraordinary ability, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. There will come a time in your ascension when instead of moving away from the world, you start moving towards it. And this is represented in this tale by him getting so close to the sun. There will come a time in your ascension, in your inner journey, where you get so close to this power, this incredible power, this infinite power, that the forms that you were relying on are no longer relevant and valid and are being destroyed. There might be ideas, beliefs, ideologies, philosophies, things that you were adamant about and upheld vehemently before are no longer part of your belief system. They're no longer relevant. It might be your physical form transforms extraordinarily as mine did. I had a quantum shift into these states of consciousness, which resulted in me losing 30 pounds of muscle, beefcake muscle, in a couple of weeks. It was like 10 days. I dropped nearly 30 pounds, sweating, vomiting, burning up, in extreme catharsis, and was completely flooded with this higher consciousness. And it's taken me years and years and decades to integrate it. But it was, almost instant metamorphosis, extremely traumatic. Now, at this point, you can imagine this, and this is when we're ascending up in Angel Qigong, when we're moving up, we're moving away from the ancestral realm and our old persona into the Holy Grail, where we're moving very close to our source and we're being filled with this light, with this spiritual power. And, I was with a lady practicing, my dear friend, a couple of days ago. And she literally, fell over in the sand. She wasn't dizzy. She just got blasted with light, and her whole crown chakra opened up, and she was seeing all these purples and violets and greens and golden light, and she was absolutely overwhelming for her. And she had to lay down and, stop doing Angel Qigong and integrate. Well, that's old psychological patterns, it might be emotional baggage that's released. Stuff. Forms that are no longer relevant. Now, when Icarus starts falling back down to earth, the qualities that he had while he was ascending, he needed confidence, self-belief, he needed courage, he needed tenacity, determination, ingenuity. And then he was celebrating the victory of that. He ascended away from the earth. But his perspective on reality, although shifting, was still, I'm doing this and they're down there. I'm victorious. They're, they've lost with all their negativity. They're stuck. I'm free. Until he hits that point, the apex of his ascension, and the wings melt. And now he's coming back down to earth. So here is another initiation coming. It's all very well getting into spiritual practice and raising your consciousness and moving away from people. But what happens when life actually obliges you to go deeper, to go back, to go deeper into the tribe, into the world, into the matrix, and deliver your gift, demonstrate your powers? And this is Icarus falling. Well, it's a whole different quality, a whole different set of virtues and qualities and powers that you need to access and demonstrate before you hit that ground, to land safely and to be able to communicate coherently your success and explain to people how to do it and to teach people and to inspire people. This is a whole different game. And this is what the story is telling us. It's not enough to go away, to go up into the mountain, to hide in your little sanctuary and do your meditation, do your Angel Qigong, do your spiritual practice, whatever it is. You've got to get out there into the mosh pit, into the firing line. Meet people, touch people, change people's lives. This is what the superhero is all about. And this is what coming back down with the love and blessings, fallen angels falling no more, animal power, bringing that power and presence into me, bringing that wild spirit into me, invoking that wildness, filling with that wildness, stabilizing through the mountain, the elements, bringing it down into my physical world, into my physical reality, into the matrix, where I am destined to achieve amazing things. This is Nick Good, sending you love and blessings from the island of Kauai. I hope you come and practice Angel Qigong with me over here and experience the magic and the beauty of the reality that I live in. Sending you so much love and appreciation. Aloha.